everybody. I'm Big Al Weekly, and this is the Big Al Bluegrass Christmas program. We're into a lot of Christmas music here and a lot of facts, some history, and we did get an email from Michigan. And I'll be pleased to read that to you here in just a little while. Let's take a look at some of the facts in the world of Christmas as we know it. Interesting enough, the Germans made the first artificial Christmas tree out of dyed goose feathers. Did you know that each year, more than 3 billion Christmas cards are sent in the United States alone? 3 billion. And if you want to get out your calculator or your pencil, all the gifts in the 12 days of Christmas equal up to about 364 gifts. So I guess you'll have to get out your pencil or your calculator and check that out. Now this one here is interesting. According to the Guinness World Book of Records, the tallest Christmas tree ever cut was a 221-foot Douglas fir tree that was displayed in 1950 at the Northgate Shopping Center in Seattle, Washington. That's just some of the facts that were unusual in Christmas, and we'll tell you a little bit more coming up here on our very special Christmas program brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee, and 615 Entertainment Agency in Nashville, Tennessee, and Little Rock, Arkansas. Let's begin with Jeannie Kendall and a song that is called Smoky Mountain Christmas here on the Big Al Bluegrass Christmas Special.
In the mind, all the people and things I cared about back in a better time, when life moved a little slower and it didn't pass us by. That's where I got these memories when I need a place to hide. When all the leaves fall from the trees, little houses came in view. candles in the window, smoke rising from the flue. When things moved a little slower and life didn't pass us by, those are my fondest memories, and I know they'll go right by. 'Cause it was Christmas, Christmas the mountain way. All was right in the world if only for a day. Radio and TV never cared what they had to say. It was a time to love your neighbor, Christmas the mountain way. Christmas the mountain way. Christmas the mountain way, Christmas the mountain way. The radio and TV didn't care what they had to say. It was all about a Savior, Christmas the mountain way, Christmas the mountain way.
Christmas the mountain way, that was live. And that was Del Ann Bradley along, and I'm looking here, but I should know that name so well, Steve Golley. That's right, I haven't pronounced Steve's name for a long time, but Steve Golley and Del Ann Bradley, Christmas the Mountain Way, here on the Big Al Bluegrass Christmas program. Let's go back to an old classic. I want to tell you a little history about this song before we get into it. Of course, it's Rudolph that pulls Santa's sleigh on Christmas Eve. He's the ninth reindeer. Now, Rudolph has a fairly big history. He was created in book form back in 1939 for Montgomery Ward. Now, the retailer had been buying and giving away coloring books for Christmas every year, and it was decided that creating their own book would save money. Now, Mr. May considered naming the reindeer different names, but he settled upon Rudolph. Now, in the first year of publication, 2.5 million copies of The Story of Rudolph was distributed by Montgomery Ward. The story was written as a poem, and it just continued to flow on and on. So it was 1939 is when it first appeared. But there was a guy named Johnny Marks who brought Rudolph to the music world when he wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and it was Gene Autry who hit number one with that song in 1949. That sold 2.5 million copies the first year, and eventually sold a total of 25 million copies, still selling more and more copies of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer today by Gene Autry. Now, Mr. Autry didn't like that song. He wasn't going to record it, and his wife convinced him to. So that's the reason why the song came out with Gene Autry in 1949. And Rudolph today still continues to pull Santa's sleigh. Has he made a lot of money? I don't know. I think he enjoys pulling the sleigh more than making money. Here is an acoustic song from Lynn Morris, the bluegrass side of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Let's get that in here right now.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. And then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Bluegrass version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer here on the Big Al Bluegrass Christmas Program. We got more coming up. Next thing, we're going to read the email that I got from Michigan, and I appreciate that gentleman sending it to us. If you want to, drop by our website. We'd love to hear from you. All you have to do is go to BigAlRadio.com, BigAlRadio.com, and we'll be back in just a few moments after these messages with more Christmas facts and the true meaning of Christmas.